Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita. My name is Sucharita, and I'll be guiding you through this weekly call. For those of you who are joining for the first time, welcome, and those of you who've been coming to the calls every week or listening to the recordings that are posted to the blog, welcome as well. It's been a busy, busy past few weeks that we have had the sun in Aries, which is exalted, and it means that no matter what we try to do to avoid it, we won't be able to not be in action. So this past month, since I think the middle of April, around April 14th, I believe it was, when the sun transited, it just started to illuminate areas of our life that are causing us to really pay attention to. And not just in a, you know, every day, okay, I've got to do my daily tasks, I've got to, you know, fit my meditation in there. It's not in that kind of way. It's a very passionate month. And the sun being in the sign, the first sign of the zodiac, it's lighting up those areas of our life that we need to really pay attention to. And I hope to hear from some of you, as we have been in the past few weeks, what has been going on in your life. And if you haven't been getting active or taking action in your life, in those areas of your life that you need to clean up maybe, or sort out, or maybe create a new plan that will help you progress more smoothly and easily in your life instead of like banging your head against the wall, as most of us do. And then when we stop, we say, oh gosh, that feels so good. And meanwhile, we don't have to go and bang our head against the wall to feel good. So if you're feeling that way, then you've got to really take a look and say, you know what, I'm going against the grain and that's not working out for me. So what is it that I need to see inside of myself that is creating my own obstacles? People think their obstacles are created from something outside. To an extent, it's true because we wanted to experience that on some level. However, once we become aware of it and go, oh, why did I do that? And then take full responsibility for it, which you know, people get afraid or get angrier and upset. But you can't be holding on to those emotions, because that's going to even create more congestion, congested energies internally. Even if you're going about and doing the right action and you have, you know, inside of you, you're kind of like seething, or you're bitter, or you're upset, or you're angry, that is going to hold you back, even if you think you're doing good things and moving forward. And then you wonder why you can't just break through. So as Dr. Pillai says, and many of the masters say, you know, as within, so without. So looks keep going inside. That's what we're doing here every week, is helping all of us to, you know, pay attention to what's going on inside, because that changes, like the weather, right? Well, maybe not in Toronto, the weather didn't change, still hasn't changed, still feels like winter here. But what I'm saying is that, you know, your mind, your desires change all the time. You know, one minute you think, oh, I want this, want to be with this person, and the next minute you say you don't. One minute you want to have, you know, all this luxury, and then when you find out that you have to kind of work a little bit harder for it, and then you say, ah, nah, it's not worth it. One minute you want to be on the spiritual path, and then you say, oh, I don't have the time to do my practice. So that's how we are. The mind is a monkey. It just runs all over the place. It causes a lot of upset, a lot of noises, and it just wants to eat bananas. So, and it makes, when, you know, that saying, I feel like I'm going bananas. Well, that's the monkey mind. That's not even your own soul. So we're here every week to tap into our soul's energy, see what it reveals in this moment in time, and then you get some insights, and you can take action in the coming days until we meet again. So this week, we have been enjoying the blessings of Goddess Lakshmi. If you feel like you've are experiencing more sense of joy, or desires, more desires are coming up for you, where you start to care about things in your life that you want to change in your life, that you want to maybe, you know, look for a new place to live, or maybe get a new car or some new wardrobe. If you can afford to do all those things, you might just be having those ideas. Well, maybe I can just clean out my closets or clean out my car or declutter my house, and that will give you new energy. And so that's what Lakshmi does. She always wants to come. She's the goddess of wealth and the goddess of everything that represents happiness on the earth plane. So during Akshaya Tritiya, which was May 1st or 2nd, depending on where you are in the world, it's a time for you to go inside and say, you know what, I don't want my wealth to go down. So once a year, there's these very powerful pujas and celebrations that are being done in India and all around the world, actually, and where they bring in that that energy or that consciousness, that opening inside of each and every one of us, whether you're tapped into it or not, whether you know about it or not, it's happening. It's coming into the earth plane. And it will help you to think about your finances, think about the beauty of your home, think about the beauty of your surroundings, the beauty of yourself. And that is bringing in that non-diminishing wealth, so it never goes away. And then when you cultivate that within yourself, all of a sudden you'll be attracting opportunities where you can maybe, you know, get promoted, or you change your job where you get more money, income coming in. Maybe you create a side business. Well, you have your job, you also have a side business that brings in more revenue. So the idea is to bring in and use all this spiritual energy and improve your life, your material life. You don't do one without the other. As Dr. Bly says, we want to have a balance. We want to have 100% spiritual, 100% material. If you're just pursuing your material pursuits, you may find that you're unhappy. And then you don't have any peace of mind, and you're worried that people are going to take advantage of you because you have money, or maybe befriend you because you have money and then turn out to not be so friendly. So all those kinds of things, and then it impacts your health and your well-being and all the rest. So we want to have things in balance so you can be alerted to that, become more and more aware. That's not working for me. So let's try it this way. And life, as Dr. Bly says, it's an experiment. You don't even know what you came to do in this lifetime, your soul came to do in this lifetime. But you definitely do know what is happening every day. And so it's not the big picture that you want to sort out so much every day. It's that, okay, what's going on inside of me today that I can work on that will help to give me some awareness of what it is that I can do to make the shift in my own consciousness, and then make the shift in my emotions, make the shift in my actions, and then you have all of a sudden a shift in your life. Now, you can have those miracle moments where, as we've talked about before, you're just doing your practices and all of a sudden something comes to you that you've been longing for, and then you just have forgotten about it, or you didn't worry about it too much, but you just said, okay, this is what I want to manifest, this is what I want to have happen in my life, and it's been a rocky road, but then you didn't get so attached to it, you remain detached from it, still focused on it, and all of a sudden it has come to be. So that's how we talked about being in the moment where, you know, your mind is clear, and whatever thoughts you have, you know, empowered with your emotions. And maybe some of you have been creating vision boards. Maybe some of you have been writing your goals down, which is what Dr. Ply encourages you to do. Everybody should be writing at least a word. If it's health, write health, and that will cue your brain to get healthy. If it's income or money or financial freedom, something like that, write that down. If you don't want to, if you're not the type of person that wants to be like, you know, goal-oriented, goal-setting, maybe that turns people off, then do it in pictures. You know, you can cut out magazine pictures or newspaper pictures, or and then create a vision board or draw if that's your thing. Or you can go on the internet and be really creative, maybe do some photoshopping, something like that. Photoshop yourself into your brand new car that you want to have, or your house, or the relationship. So be creative. So that's what the kind of energy that we have been experiencing for the past few days. And then today is a sixth moon day, and that's particularly really powerful for Lord Muruga. And Lord Muruga helps you to get rid of the negative ego, that thing that says, you cannot have this, you don't deserve it, all those silly ingrained behaviors and thought patterns that maybe followed us from previous lifetimes and showing up again in this lifetime, if that's what you believe in. You know, it just can be this lifetime you see all the mistakes that you've made. And then you say, well, what's leading to all those mistakes? Somebody wants to give me a job, and then I think, oh my God, I don't deserve this. You should just forget about that, because that is, you know, that's not the divine. The divine is just trying to wake up in everyone and say, what lights you up? Because I'm going to light you up. So what really, you know, makes you rock, makes you passionate, makes you to do things that you're really happy about and you're energized and you want to share with others? And it doesn't matter what anyone thinks, your family, your friends, you know, your colleagues, your social circle, even people on the spiritual path. You know, Dr. Pillai also says you should never really say anything about your manifestations and then until they actually come to be. It doesn't mean that you can't share it with anyone, but just, you know, go inside and listen and say, if I say this to this person, will they be really happy for me? And don't be worried if they're not, or be upset if they're not. Just know, hey, this is what it is. I've learned from it in the past when I've shared. It doesn't work out. So not that you will be, you know, keeping any crazy secret from them or anything, but it's just wait till your manifestation happens. And then it will have already manifested, and then you can govern yourself accordingly and share whatever you want to share. Because it's not that people aren't happy for you. They are. People are happy for people in general. It's just that what happens is sometimes is that they go, oh, I'm so happy for that person. But then they say, well, why can't I have it? And that energy, because it's associated with you, it can spill over onto you, energetically speaking. So the whole idea of being on the spiritual path, at least from my perspective and many people that I've been coaching over the years who have come to study under Dr. Pillai, is that, you know, we learn from our own experience. And we learn, okay, this isn't working. I'm going to be polite. I'm going to be diplomatic. I'm going to be, you know, politically correct. I'm going to, you know, honor that person, whatever level they're at. I'm not going to say, oh, why is he like that or why is she like that? Because then you're getting into all kinds of other sideways things. And that creates more energetic ties to you and that person when you feel like it, you just wanted to share something, whether it was positive or negative, and just get it off your chest. But if you've learned over the years that that's not working because that person may be a karmic moment brought to you by the relationship you had in another lifetime. So you can just, in that moment, shift. And that's what we're going to do today as we get into the meditation, is get into the moment. And when you're in that moment, you go inside, you go deep, you forget about everything, and then whatever is in that moment of merging with your soul, of being really still in your mind and really still in your body, you'll feel an energy coming up. And that energy is your soul talking to you. Will it talk to you in the language that you will understand? Maybe, maybe not. Will it talk to you in picture, or will you see pictures, like a video? Maybe, maybe not. Will there be flashes of things, symbols, or colors, or, you know, even blank? It can be anything. But what will happen is that as you come out of the meditation, and I recommend everyone, if you have a piece of paper right now, just have a piece of paper and a pen, or maybe if you're at your PC or whatever, your smartphone, you know, put it on a notepad or something like that, just write down what your immediate response was, what your immediate thought was as you came out. It can be, oh man, I don't want to come out of here. This is such a good place to be. Even that. So whatever comes out of the meditation, and this is not just today's meditation, any meditation that you do, you're going in to find out what your soul wants to reveal to you that will help you to move forward in your life in a very upbeat manner, bringing more positive energy into your life, or maybe revealing to you what you're just totally scared of or angry about or whatever. And then you'll see how that feeling, it will reveal to you that feeling, what it does to you. Do you want that resonating with you from head to toe every time you think about this person or that job or that situation or your own situation or even your own thoughts? You'll just release it. So your soul may say to you today, I'm going to release some junk. It's going to come out of you and you're going to be like, ew, I don't really like that about myself. Don't hang on to it then. Just leave it. As Dr. Pillai says, take the garbage out to the curb and leave it there. You don't have to, look at it and go through it again. So when we go inside, you're going to, what will be revealed to you is the thing that is going to help you to progress in your life, either in a positive way or a negative way. You always have a choice. And so you're going to clear out the negativity and then just see, oh, maybe I needed to release this. Thank God it's gone. And nobody needs to know because it's all about me. I'm just going inside. And so when we do that on a regular basis, just as we would taking a shower every day, in fact, that's one of the things that Dr. Pillai says, is if you take a shower in the morning and a shower before you go to bed, you're, you know, first of all, you're washing away the night before, whatever you picked up in your sleep. And then you, in your daily life, you go about in your day, and then at the end of the day, before you go to sleep again, you take a shower because you wash away whatever you picked up in the day. So you're kind of like getting rid of things or clearing yourself out. And when you do these practices or just bringing to your awareness, this is what I can do every day, that's how you put your spiritual meditations, your practices, your techniques, whatever it is that you're doing, your mantra reciting, you bring more and more awareness to it and it becomes more sacred to you. It becomes your language that helps you to revitalize yourself, to change, put yourself in a different direction, to clean your slate, so to speak, to renew. And then when you feel like that, you don't feel that energy dragging as you would as the years go by. So we're going to use Lord Maruga's energy today to get rid of the negative ego karma that's associated with that, because karma is just your action that follows your thoughts. The maya, the illusion around you, that the illusion meaning, okay, I'm in this job, I'm stuck in this relationship, I'm stuck in this job, I'll never get out because I'm not educated or I'm not skilled or I'm not experienced. You know, that's all illusionary. It's just a picture that you painted and you found yourself in it, but then you can start to take the steps to get a new painting, you know, move in a different direction and paint a new picture of your life. And it begins from within. Again, the divine is not of this, it is of this world when you channel it. However, it's non-physical. So whatever is in your imagination, whatever image you put in, so imagination, it's in you. You become that, right? So you become whatever image you see. So if you're always thinking about God in any culture, what it doesn't matter what culture you're from. You can be thinking about Christ. You can think about Buddha. You can think about Allah. You can think about Shiva or Lakshmi or any God or archetype or spiritual being that you resonate with or that's trying to knock on your consciousness. It's trying to knock on your soul's door and say, hey, remember me? And then that will help you to guide you So it's a bit like, as Dr. Pillai says, it's a bit of a mix-up time where, you know, the human is becoming divine or understanding that the divine is within. It's always been there. It just needs to uncover all the stuff that's been piled up on it. So we're going to go inside and get rid of that negative karma, get rid of the negative ego and the illusion, the maya, that keeps us pulled or strapped to this experience that we're having or this condition that we have, find ourselves in, situation that we find ourselves in. And it doesn't mean that you throw the people away or you run away, although some people might want to do that too for a bit, have a break. You know, you do it with respect. You do it with honesty. You do it with integrity. You do it with utter positivity that everything is going to work out the way it should work out, so both parties benefit. So, you know, as we become on this path with Dr. Pillai, we really can go deep very quickly. And so just be aware that whatever comes up for you now, don't be worried about it. It's just revealing something to you. You can go as fast as you want or slow as you want to deal with whatever issues that you have. But the divine will be there and saying, remember this? You don't want this inside of you anymore. Or, hey, how about this? This is great. Go for it. So let's see what our soul wants to do at this point in time. We had our master class last week with Dr. Pillai. And there's a master class basics program that is offered through Pillai Center. And I'm just going to give a little preview of that timeline jumping meditation. Today, it's about 8 minutes long, but you'll feel timeless. You'll feel like, oh, so just let yourself go. And you'll feel like we'll open the line and see what people think, how long the meditation was, whether it was fast or slow, or they went deep or they couldn't go deep at all. Let's just see what happens. So we're going to get into a state of receptivity where we're going to go beyond time, which is our slow time now, which is this, you know, if you find yourself in a situation that you just haven't had a breakthrough and it's just dragging on and on, we're going to get out of that time. We're going to go into a deeper state of consciousness where time stands still, the mind is still, the thoughts are still. The body is as still as possible. And then feel the energy coming up. Feel light, feel something. Or just be blank and completely lost in it. So for those of you who are just joining or you missed the first part, if you have a piece of paper or you're near your computer or your smartphone, write down what you just experienced or what just came to you, the thought, the word, the experience, just in this moment. And then we'll open the line and we'll see what some members have experienced and would like to share. For those of you who need to go, thanks for joining, and you can listen to the recording. They'll be posted to the blog, Sundays with Sucharita blog, and you can listen to that at your leisure this week to see what the week ahead is going to be all about. And then you can tap into that energy, and that helps to give you some direction on where you want to spend your time, money, or resources in those areas of your life that you want to empower, or maybe take a break from and wait till the better time to deal with those issues. That's more conducive. So let's, for those of you who are staying, let's open the line now and just see what, or listen to what everyone has to share about their experience. So So you can just press star 6. If you want to share something or if you want to ask a question, you don't have to share something. If it's something that you want to keep to yourself for now, that's fine. But if you have a question, So just interrupt me. No worries about that. I'm going to just talk a little bit about the Masterclass Basics program. This practice that we just did now is actually one of the three main tools or techniques that is in this Masterclass Basics program. It's a 4-week program where you will meet with every week with a community, and then a teacher will facilitate the call. And then you can have an experience in the group with this practice that you'll be doing every week to help you with the timeline jumping, and then also to develop the supernatural or city powers or miraculous powers, and then activate the light body. And when, as you know, for many of us coming here every week, it really helps to get you on track with the spiritual practice. So for the next 4 weeks, you will be with a teacher who will guide you. I think I'll be doing one or two of those classes. So it'll be great to have you there as well. And then, of course, if you can't get on the live program, live calls, then you can listen to the recording. And then put that practice, those teachings and techniques into practice and use them to get into that state of timeline jumping. And it doesn't take too long. So if you practice this every day for 8 minutes a day or 10 minutes, whatever it is, you will maybe see in your life the things that are really needing to shift, and then maybe some of them actually will shift because you're putting your attention to it. Whatever we put our attention to, then that is the thing that shifts. So if we put negative attention, guess what comes back? Boom. It's like a boomerang. So, and then we have to just say, oh, geez, I don't want that one back. So you can just throw the boomerang back out and ask for positive things to happen. And then that will come back to you. It's very simple. You know, Dr. Pillai says we have to bring science and religion. We have to experiment in our life on the spiritual path. Being religious doesn't mean that you belong to a culture or a certain tradition, although that can be true too. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're a religious person. You might just follow some dogma and then not go really have a good deep spiritual experience with it, a deep religious experience with it. So we want to do our practices so whatever culture or religious tradition we belong to, we will get more out of it. We'll have a deeper and richer understanding of what it is that has been passed down through our generations or that we've been drawn to. Maybe you left your religious culture that you were raised in, and then you went and did something else. But go deeper into it. And then all of a sudden, throughout your life, maybe you'll see, oh my God, I'm appreciating all cultures, all religions. And then I see God in everybody. That's the ultimate. You see God in everyone. So how can you treat God? How would you if God was one of us? He is, or she is. So we have to uncover all the stuff that's in the way and then have that revealed. And what will happen is it's like looking at a child, a newborn baby or, you know, a child that doesn't speak. You could just watch that kid all day long because they're so not too far from earth or from heaven onto the earth plane. So they're so divine and they don't have language and experience to get in the way. And they are just in that moment. And you just can almost be brought to tears with their innocence and their purity. That's where you want to get with every single, that's the ultimate, right? To get to that state with every single human being that you interact with, regardless if you think you've known them for years and years and years. That's the beauty of evolution, is because your soul will resonate at a different level and you will unmask something inside of yourself, and then when you reveal that, that gets revealed to you, you will see that in other people. It's like, for example, when Dr. Pillai says, say the word Mercedes, 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 Mercedes. All of a sudden, you'll start to see Mercedes all over the place, or whatever car you want, you know, that rocks your world. And you'll start to see them all over the place. It's true. Try it out. Or shoes, shoes, shoes. It's springtime. Women in their shoes, right? Oh, my God. You'll just see the most fabulous shoes, right? So that's the whole idea with meditation, is you want to get into this state of purity, this state of divinity. And it's so rich, and it's so full of imagination. It's full of images. So you just choose which image that you want to reveal to you. And then that will start to show up in your life, and then all of a sudden, you'll start to take the steps to go get that thing, like a kid in Toys R Us store. I'm going to take the steps by saying, Mom, when are we going to Toys R Us? And no, we're not going there till next Christmas. And all of a sudden, the kid is just saying it so much, and then there's an opportunity to go buy Johnny a gift, so why not? I'll go with you, and plus you'll get me that too. You know, that's how kids are. They don't have money, but they just can get it because of their innocence and purity. You know, and then they really, in their heart's desire, the parent wants to, you know, fulfill that desire. But the parent also knows, okay, just like God knows inside of you, you're not maybe not ready for that really great thing, because then you'll misuse it or not appreciate the gift. So if you're in that state where things aren't happening for you, then really go and look and say, what else do I got to get prepared to do so that I can receive that big windfall in my life, or that gift, or that somebody who is going to come and, you know, appreciate my skills and work ethic, and so I can get a new job or a promotion or something like that. And I've heard so many stories, you know, the divine moves in mysterious ways. Of course, we've all heard that. And what happens is when we keep focusing on how it has moved in our lives, shifted it in our lives, then we start to cultivate that consciousness, and we start to really pay attention because we care about it. When you don't care about something, do you think it will be there? No, it won't, because we're not putting our attention to it. You can say, oh, I care about this person or that, but do you put your attention to them? No. How's the relationship? Not so great. But if you say, oh, I really care about this person, you are putting so much attention. You're calling them, you're following up with them, even if they're good mood, bad mood, whatever. You're attending to them. So just as you want to do that with a person or something in your life that you care about, just care about all the things that you want to shift in your life and manifest. And all of a sudden, your attention will be there. Your heartfelt attention will be there. And your prayers will follow. And your prayers are, I work with a lot of kids, you know, young teenagers to young adults. And I also work with all age ranges. But these kids will come and say, you know, I don't know how to pray. I don't know what prayer is. Is that, am I going to get, have to go to church and stuff? Yeah, and it's a very valid question. You know, especially if the parents haven't raised them in any sort of religious way or spiritual way. So what I say to them is just, your prayer is like your deep heartfelt intention. It's like you just want this thing to happen for the good of your evolution and the good of all. So if you just can think of your prayer in that way, and not just meditating to space out, then you will feel something shift inside of you. Something will come into alignment with your true self, your higher self, or that soulful self. And then all of a sudden the mountains will move, and the doors will open, and the, you know, the sea will part, and all those miraculous things happen, metaphorically speaking, of course, this thing will come to be, because it's for the good of you and the good of all who are involved. So prayers is really powerful. When you go into your meditation, you just can, before you go into your meditation, like the one we did today, where you just want to be thoughtless, you don't want to think about anything, when you're in that state. So before you go in, you have the thought, okay, I'm going to pray for a shift in my health or a shift in my finances or a shift in my relationship. Just say the one word. You already know it. You've been playing it over and over in your head, day in and day out. So what you want to do is you want to put attention to what it is that you're going to focus all that meditation energy in, and then you're going to get into a timeless state where you jump out of that everyday thing that you've been doing and then get into another state. And then the divine will reveal to you what it is that you need to do or the feeling that you need to have. Because a lot of us will say, I want this, I want this, I want this, but they won't be the kid who's jumping up and down and screaming for the toy at the Toys R Us store. We won't get excited about it. Like, we can't, we have to have this thing. You don't understand. I have to have this Barbie doll or this G.I. Joe. You can tell how dated I am with toys, but whatever the latest thing is, maybe it's an iPad, I don't know. What kids are into these days, because there's so much out there, isn't it? I don't know what every kid wants. But I do know that most people, most adults want to have balance in their work and in their home life, in their personal life, so they have personal time too. I work with members, adults who, they have a balance at work and home life, but they have no me time. That's what they say. I have no me time. I said, that's impossible. You're traveling all the time. Why can't you do your meditations in the car or on the transit, public transit? Oh, my God. Is that me time? Yeah. Are you talking to anybody? No. What are you doing in the car? Just listening to the radio. And what's that saying to you? Creating more anxiety. You know, find out what the traffic is, sure. But then shut it off and then just go into 8 minutes of me time and you'll feel like you've been downloaded with some ideas going from here to there, point A to point B. Okay, so let's just have someone at least let me know if the line is open. Press star 6. Please.
Hi, Sucharita.
Hi, Yagna.
Hi, Yagna. Hi, when does the Masterclass Basics start?
It starts, it was supposed to start yesterday, but officially it's going to start next Saturday.
Because I haven't received any emails or information, and I signed up last week. So.
Oh, okay, so can you please send an email to office@policecenter.com?
Okay.
And you should be receiving an email if you're in that, if you've signed up for the basics program, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So please follow up with that and copy me on it as well, Sucharita Apply Center or Sundays with Sucharita Apply Center. Either one is fine. And then I'll be able to follow up for you.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, Yagna, how's it going otherwise?
Great. Everything's good. You said a couple things that really struck a chord in me today. You said when Baba said, just take the garbage out to the curb and leave it there. I have a tendency to go over things that I regret or things that I'm sorry for, and maybe that's not a good idea. Maybe just let go of them. So that was, I'm going to try and do that now.
Yeah, and it's a good thing that you brought that up, because some people will say, oh, I don't care about that, and I don't care about this person. I'm going to just get rid of that. You know, on the other hand, you shouldn't do that either. It's a letting go of, like, I can't keep this loop going. You know, I can't keep analyzing it, because it will, what do they say, paralysis by analysis, right?
Right.
So it will stop you from moving forward. So it's not that, you're not feeling or caring about it. You just can't, it's just no longer useful for you anymore, and it's better that it just gets dissolved away. And you can toss out a whole bunch of stuff, like have a big, you know, emotional breakthrough, but also you can just let things go a little at a time, and that might be easier on your psyche.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, too, Yagna, it's never-ending, isn't it? This is a never-ending story.
Right.
But it's your energy towards it. You know, just when you think, oh, just when things are clear, all of a sudden something comes out and hits me sideways, you know, or comes out of left field or however they say that saying. And then you just deal with that issue. But you deal with it in a different way. You know, as we mature, just life experiences, just for living this long, gives us some wisdom, right? Where we don't... where we don't, you know, react so much, or because we just don't have the energy first. And then what's the point? Because here, you're just got to deal with it. So you can have your reaction, but then it's coming up to be released or dealt with. And then you just deal with it in that manner. So if you got to take it to the curb, take it to the curb. But don't be bitter about it or upset about it or, you know, mad about it. Just... really, it's just going to the curb. Okay, go back and do now things that are going to cultivate a better reality for yourself. So read good, you know, books about, you know, read something that will inspire you or motivate you, or have a conversation with someone that's uplifting, you know, to challenge yourself to get out of that funk or get out of that, did I really let it go? Probably we'll never let stuff go, you know.
Right.
Hopefully we will get into that divine state. But, you know, even the gods, as Dr. Pillai says, he jokes about, well, he doesn't joke about it, but it sounds funny when he says it. He says, even they have egos. One is better. I'm the better god than this god. I can give you wealth. No, I'm the better god. I can protect you. Or I'm the better god. You know, so even they have the egos. They're divine egos because they don't hold on to them very long. You know, they just go about and do their job and carry on and find some other, you know, plane to go to. So when he says that, I always laugh because it's like, oh my God, you know, what is the ultimate state? You know, what is that divine state to be in? And actually, he says, you know, to be on this earth plane at this time is the most fortunate place to be or state to be, because it is a state where the whole earth plane is evolving. And it's evolving where we can all get into unity, we can be praying for each other, everyone can have everything, we can all experience a lifetime of no suffering. So that's what excites me, because I think, oh my God, my soul was smart enough anyways to just be here at this time where I'm not going to blink and miss it, and I'm going to participate on the level that I can, even if it is just from my computer in Toronto. You know, I'm going to be able to commune with people, create community around the world, talk to people about what's going on week to week in their lives, and help them to understand that being spiritual is really just tapping into an energy that's already there. It's already evolving. It's already going to pull you, whether you want to go kicking and screaming or whether you want to float into it. And sometimes it's a combination of both. So it's a state of adventure right now. You know, when you go on an adventure, it's, you know, you're bushwhacking, you're mountain climbing, you're river rafting, or maybe it might be an adventure in shopping where you have to, you know, go and find the best sales or something. Whatever your adventure is, this being on this path, it's an adventure in your own consciousness. It's an adventure in seeking within that which you want to see outside of yourself. And is it making your life better? Are you learning anything from it? Are you experiencing anything new? Is it creating vitality in you? Is it dragging you down? So it's an adventure. So however you want to play your, do your part to tap into your soul and have that adventure, that's what you want to keep in mind, is that, you know, life is an adventure. It's a journey, as they say. You know, the cliche. I don't want to get into cliches, but they're so true in a way, because, you know, it's never the end point. It's always what you're doing. If you can bring awareness in every single moment, that moment, it only takes a second to timeline jump. Because here you are, Yagna, you're saying, this helped me to be aware now of my thoughts. And then I'm going to look in my space around me, my surroundings. What junk do I got to clear out of here? What in my conversations with others, what crap do I have to let go of? So that will trigger you to, not just you, but all of us, to every day, even if we've heard this over and over and over again, sometimes we have to, in order for us to make the shift happen. So I'm glad that you brought that out, and I hope that whatever I said just now resonates a little bit.
Oh, great. No, thank you. Very great.
And thank you, Yagnai. Just I want to do a little shout-out while you're here. Everyone who is joining Sundays with Sucharita, Yagna is our writer. She writes the blogs based on the conversations that we have here. And I so, so much appreciate you doing that for us here. And I get feedback. I get the emails from people who write into Sundays with Sucharita at PalaiCenter.com, and they share, this is a great write-up. Oh, thank you. This is really helpful. So thank you, Yagna.
Oh, you're so welcome. My pleasure.
Okay, have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Okay. Yeah, so is there anyone else who wants to share, or did anyone have an experience in the meditation that they wrote down? That something that came to them. You don't have to tell what exactly it was. You can just maybe share one word came or a vision came. Because when I'm saying it, people say, oh, yeah, you've been with Dr. Ply for 20 years, blah, 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 you, blah, blah, blah. And honestly, every moment is new for me. But if other people are sharing, you know, you might hear, have a different listening. Because trust me, I don't know it all. The more I know, the less I know. That's what I know. And then I don't know. Is there anyone else who wants to come forward?
Hi, Sucharita. This is Dia.
Dia, how's it going in Atlanta? Are you guys rocking the world or what?
Well, unfortunately for me, I haven't been able to attend this week, but I'm headed there today. So
great. But,
I did get a message from another Sundays with Sucharita listener named Raji.
Oh, good.
She's been there all week, so her messages have been ethereal, to say the least. So I know she's deeply in the spirit out there. So I'm anxious to get out there and get in there myself. And
fantastic. Well, please pray for all of us here in this program, and just bring all those good energies that are being cultivated in Atlanta.
Definitely, I will. Definitely.
Thanks, Dia. So what's going on?
One thing you said earlier that that really resonated with me was about the sharing with other people and making sure that you're mindful of who you share with. One of the things that, like, I grew up Christian, so one of the things that we learn as Christians is that in the scriptures, it says to call things that be not as though they are. So a lot of times we are encouraged to, you know, just speak positively about the things that we want to other people. But in my adult life, what I have found is that I have to be mindful of who those people are that I share with, to include my family. Because what I notice is that the things that I'm happiest about, if I share them with my family members, I end up in this whole turmoil of things, and I never see that thing to fruition. And I feel like it's because of the way that my family shows love ends up being in a sabotage type of way. And they end up, instead of encouraging me or giving me support, they bombard me with all this negativity based on their fears in reference to that particular situation, whatever it is that I have shared with them. And I know that they mean well, but their fears and their negativity overwhelms me to the point where, even though I don't speak about it, even though I try to continue to be positive about what it is I'm going for, my goal, the negativity gets in me. It's ingrained in me because that's the way my family has been since I was born. So the negativity, like Baba said, it comes in my thoughts, and I'm like he said in his master class, it's like I'm schizophrenic in my intentions. One minute I want it, next minute I don't want it. And one minute I'm thinking I deserve it, I should have it. Next minute I'm thinking I don't deserve it, I shouldn't have it. And I know it's because of all of the negative energy that I'm surrounded by. So that was why it was important for me to participate in the Sundays with Sucharita calls, because I felt like I needed to get with people, at least get in an energy field of people that are supportive toward what we all are doing in our daily lives. So that's one of the things that brought me here and keeps me coming back from week to week, just to be in that atmosphere mentally. Even though we can't be in each other's presence, those things stick out in my mind so that I don't feel like I have to share my goals and dreams with my family or other people in my immediate life that are giving me negativity. I know that I've shared it here. It's in a positive atmosphere, and that's all I need. So it helps me.
Yeah, absolutely, dear. That's and thanks for sharing about that, because it is. It's one thing that it's one thing to understand, we're a little bit different from the rest of our family members, that's fine. But then what to do about it? You know, well, who then do we share it with? And it's like how we came to this program. I didn't even know what this program was going to be. I was just asked to do it. And so for me, that's the divine speaking and saying, okay, this is there's a demand for it. There's a need for it. So just go and do it. So it's not saying, oh, it's right or wrong, it's better than this program or another program. It's just what it is that we need to do in this moment. Maybe Sundays with Sucharita will go away. Then what do you do? So it will open up something else for you. Maybe you'll join another program. I'm really happy to be doing this. But also what I'm trying to say here now is that we're always going to be challenged, whether it's in our family, whether we, as we grow older and we have our own families, or maybe we don't have a family, but we go on a path that we immerse ourselves in the work that we do, or, a social circle of friends become our family, or maybe our spiritual friends become our family replacement. So we're always going to be bumping up against those kinds of situations. And it is. These are just tips and tools that we can use to say, listen to yourself inside of yourself, whether it's your gut feeling, like some people say, oh, it was my gut, I should have listened to my gut, or whether you feel something in your throat or in your shoulders. Those two areas, as Dr. Pillai says, are the key points where karma resides. So if you can go into those two places, and in that moment that you feel something, then you just can say the words, Tirni Lakanta Makaro Shivayanama. If you can't do that, I can do a lime and absorb the negativity and just cut it, or a lemon, cut it. And that will help to bring clarity. And with clarity, you can do what? Create. So you can create an alternative way of speaking with your family. And when you do that, and I'm going to challenge you, Dia, now. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. So we're not going to throw our family away or throw out the idea that our family will never change or that they're going to be negative towards what I'm going to do. Like you said, they can't. Maybe their understanding or their awareness is different from yours. It's not better. It's not worse. It's just not resonating. It's not in alignment. And that's where it's kind of this clashing or this friction. And then we put it's negative, right? Or creating something. But you're noticing it. And that's the biggest thing. So you just note it and then challenge yourself to go one step further. And the one step further is a technique that I think you're doing right now, but maybe you can do more of it and then just see what happens, is the tarpanum. Are you doing that?
I have been off of it, I'll say, because I was heavy into it last year, but with the beginning of this year, I fell off because I got bogged down in wanting to get the Darbar grass, and so I kept putting off doing the tarpanum until I got the Darbar grass, and then it finally hit me, I think about 3 weeks ago, to just ask the priest at the temple that I normally go to see if he had any. And he did, so I finally got some, but I haven't got it together to get back started. So I've been thinking about that.
See that? So then do, and there you go. The divine is saying it to you. We're confirming it here. So that's one of the things that will really help, not just you, but everybody. And if you don't have to have the Darbar grass, as you're speaking about it now, you can just have the black sesame seeds and rice kernels, if you can do that. Don't pour it down your drain. You can just use the powder, too. Rice powder is okay. And for those of people who don't know what we're talking about here, we've talked about it in other programs that we've done weekly. And it's also on AstroVet and also on Pillai Center, how to do the tarpanum. And also YouTube. Somebody will be doing a YouTube on the tarpanum that you can watch. But basically what I'm getting to is we want to, because we're on this spiritual path and we chose this particular biological family to our ancestral line to come into this earth plane at this time, we're all here to do something to bring more light into the situation and to light up others. So if we can help that to happen, if you could do anything to help that to happen faster, it's the tarpanum. And you just do it. It takes 2 minutes max to do a day, right after your shower. Or sometimes people even do it in the shower. Once they shower, then they have their little Tupperware of the mixture, and then they just do it right in the shower. And you want to pray for your ancestors so that they can be at peace. When the ancestors are at peace, then they are going to be, because we share the genes, just because they're gone from this earth plane, we share their genes, right? We share their DNA. So the tarpanum is a spiritual science to illuminate all the mistakes that our ancestors have made that are showing up in our lives and in our interactions with our family members. And you don't have to tell your family members you're doing this. You don't have to even tell yourself that you're doing it. You just go and do it. And that will make the shift happen in a very miraculous way. And I can share I've shared it before. I've been doing this since Dr. Pillai said to start doing it for many years now, maybe 2005, so almost 10 years. And it's incredible, the shifts that are happening. So it doesn't matter that your family will be always what they're going to be, but the shifts inside of you will happen, and you'll start to see their lives becoming more fruitful for them, and then your interactions will be different. But getting back to what you had said about sharing with them, if you see that it comes to this point where they worry and that worry gets on to you, then that's where you just say, okay, that's not appropriate to share them. It's just like you wouldn't share stuff with your mom or your dad that you know is going to worry them about whatever you're doing. You just go ahead and do it. And then you celebrate it later when it comes to be. And then they're happy for you. That's all. Right? So
yeah.
I don't.
That's what I had basically decided to do from that point.
Yeah, but do the tarpanum, and it will empower you. And I don't know how it's going to affect you, but I know that you'll be jumping on these calls again, and you'll share with us how it's going.
Definitely
do the tarpanum, and then see how it goes, okay?
I will. I accept your challenge.
Hey, thanks, Dia. And we'll hear from you next time.
Yes.
Is that
okay,
it, or did you have anything else to share?
No, well, I did have one quick question. I also practice the mantra writing, and I heard someone mention, I'm not sure where I heard it, but I heard someone mention about taking the papers and burning them in the fire, and I have not been doing that in the couple of years that I've been doing the mantra writing, and I was wondering if maybe that's why I'm stagnant in some of the things that I have been in setting my intentions on as I'm doing the writing.
No, you don't have to burn it necessarily. That's just something that if you know of, if you do know a priest or you can go to a temple or something like that, after they do a Homa, it's after that you would put it in. But even then, you know, you have to really know that priest because you don't want them to say, what are you doing? What is this? Right? So don't worry that you're not burning it. It's not affecting you. It just hasn't, like Dr. Pillai says, the mantra works. They're doing experiments now where something, I think I talked about it before, where something that is very lightweight and it bumps up against a piece of iron. And it keeps bumping up against it, and all of a sudden the iron that is, you know, a million times the weight is starting to vibrate. So that's how the mantra works. You just keep going at it, just lightly in your mind and in your body. You feel it moving in your body, just as in the practices. But just even closing your eyes every day with that mantra as you're writing. You know, sometimes, I don't know how you feel, but sometimes when I'm doing my mantra writing, I'm thinking about a million things, and then I catch myself going, oh, why are you thinking that? You're empowering that. But then I just say, okay, my mind is a monkey. It's just going all over the place, but my focus is this mantra. And you just keep doing it. And sometimes it will take years. Okay, so just keep at it. Keep practicing.
Well, what I noticed is that when I do, things happen for my family, but not for me.
But in a way, it does happen for you, though, right? Because don't you want your family to be happy?
Yes, but it gets, admittedly, it gets frustrating when everything is happening for them and not for me, and I feel like I'm subconsciously still sabotaging my own self at the benefit of my family. Like, I do that on a conscious level. I take care of them before I will take care of myself, and that's because I don't have a husband or children, so I just have a habit of always doing things for my parents and my siblings before myself, and it's always to my detriment. And then I feel like when I'm doing my mantra writing and things are happening to them, I feel like I'm even still doing that subconsciously, not taking care of myself.
Well, in that case, I would say continue to do the mantra writing because that is, it's better than to use your time, money, and energy, in the mundane sense or in a material sense that you would have to, you know, always show up there and do things for them. Allow the divine to do what it needs to do. Have you had your nadi done yet?
Not yet. I'm still saving for that.
Okay. When you do, that will get revealed to you. Okay? And you will feel something inside of you. So continue to do, I'm going to just suggest, continue to do the mantra writing, even if it frustrates you that they're getting it before you. Trust that the divine is doing what it needs to do for you, And it's showing something inside of you about yourself and about why you chose this family and what you need to do. And it's not going to be like the end story, as I mentioned with Yagna. It's going to be, who am I now? Who am I now? Have I let go of this? Have I let go of this? Have I let go of this? Right? So on some level, the soul is saying, you know, you have to understand why you chose this family to have this certain situation. And then when you're ready, you might do something else. We don't know what that something else is. But that will be revealed to you definitely in a nadi. Or if you can't afford to do the nadi right now, and I'm not just speaking to you, I'm speaking to everyone, is you can get an astrology reading and ask what my relationship is with my family, and to give me, you can ask the astrologer, give me a mantra or something that I can do that will help my particular situation right at this point in time. And then that will help to open the doors and clear the way for you as well. And you can speak freely with the astrologer too, because they're like coaches. They're coaches of light, because astrology is Jyotish. It's light. It sheds light on your life. So that is a really good investment for a low, you know, not too much money.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so try that. And then please do the tarpanum.
I will.
Okay. Is that helpful for you, Dia?
It is. Thank you so much.
Okay, hon. All right, and thank you so much for taking the coaching. I don't, you know, I never want to, you know, put people on the spot, but you're so receptive, and you're such a great example of all of us. So thank you for being the voice of everyone.
Thank you, and I appreciate you.
Oh, okay, lots of love.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Is there anyone else who wants to share? Did anyone have an experience that they, when they came out of the meditation, that they wanted to share? Just one thought. Or could you, you know, share when you were in the meditation? Did you have an experience like you were floating away, or you're going so deep you didn't know what you were thinking? Or it felt like it was an hour and it was only a few minutes. Can someone just come forward and say that? Or, I didn't feel a thing.
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
This is Nanya.
Nanya, how are you?
I'm fine. I can say that during the meditation, I felt like, I had been rested, but I slightly fell asleep, so I had to still hear you talking or hear the meditation, but I fell in some other kind of zone, you know. It's like, I guess I was floating away, but there was no thoughts or, I mean, it was very pleasant, but it wasn't like I was sleeping. But even now, when I heard, just now, I heard everything that was said, but I wasn't, it wasn't a sleepy type, and I felt like, it was very blissful. Just kind of, you're just in a point where you're just there and it's present, and they're like little small tinkling bells. I don't know what that is. I always hear bells regardless, but they were like tinkling bells that are very, very soft. And I mean, it was a good experience.
Great. So can I challenge you, Melania?
Go ahead.
I challenge you to be blissful every day and hear tinkling bells and feel pleasant and blissful and awake and not sleepy. Would you like that?
Yeah. I wasn't sleep. It wasn't like a sleep. I don't know why. I just went into some other kind of. It was very good. And I do tend to have it from time to time where you don't really fall asleep. You're resting, but you hear everything that's going on. And I am in the master class basic. I did buy that kit. So
okay.
And I've been listening to it like all last night. I play it while I go to sleep. you know, you play it kind of a low, and then you just listen to it all night. And at certain points, I wake up, and then I'll switch over to the next one, and then I'll go back, and then that one ends. Well, I'll put it on repeat, and then I wake up every so often, and then I pick up, I play the next one, and then that'll play for a while until the morning. And it really has made my day because it sets an intention. And I had already said from now on last week I was going to start my every day with an intention, and a specific intention, if it's intention. And then this morning I woke up, and my intention was to have less and less thoughts. And that's working for me.
Fantastic. Well, you just gave some tremendous sharing. So I invite everyone to be like Nanya. Just do the practice, even at nighttime. And Nanya, can I just ask you, even if you're waking up at night and you're falling back asleep while you're listening or you're changing the mantra or practice, whatever it is that you're doing for your spiritual meditations, does it disturb your sleep, or do you feel like you're tired during the day, or does it energize you? What's going on there?
I don't feel tired at all. It's just whatever's playing, you'll wake up in the morning, and all day that's what you think about.
Ah.
So I want that, because it kind of, all the mundane thoughts that's really useless, or I don't need, or they could be kind of a negative, just stuff that I don't need. I'd rather be thinking about what I was listening to the night before than I do those mundane thoughts.
Because those give you the better experience?
Right. And I felt like that's what's going to help move me along, further along the path to where I want to go. You know, I said I was going to be committed to the millionaire yoga program regardless of what, so I need to have better thoughts to manifest. And I need to have better thoughts so that other people can be attracted to me to be interested in what I'm doing. Because that's what I said. I just don't want the light, or be enlightened for myself, but I also want to be enlightened so that other people can see it and say, okay, well, what is she doing? Why is she doing this way? And then they'll be attracted, and then they'll be interested and say, okay, well, maybe I can try this. You know, without some people don't want to be preached to. They don't want to be, pounded. But if they see you and they see how a certain way you are, then that could attract them and say, well, there's something going on here. And so that's one of the reasons why I said, well, I really do want to be on the path, but I also want other people to be to have a better life too, to end the suffering or, you know, whatever they're going through is mundane, or they really want to do something different. So I if you have a tablet or some type of device where you can put it on repeat, it doesn't disturb me. I enjoy it. I just think it just makes my day a whole lot better now. So I don't feel tired, but I do feel like, why I didn't think about this before, or why I didn't do it this way, or why I didn't do this. You know, those things come to your head as to, once you hear the meditation, you keep hearing it, but each time I hear something different, or I experience something different. So putting on repeat does make a difference.
Yeah, well, great sharing, Nanya, and thank you so much, because that's what people say, if I play it at night and I'm waking up, then I'm going to be tired the next day. And that might happen for a little bit, like some time, but if you keep doing it, because if that's the only time that you can do it, or that's the time that you're just most relaxed and you're released from all your daily responsibilities, the more relaxed we are, or like you said in this meditation today, just now, you're in an altered state of consciousness. You're aware of stuff that's going on, but you're tapping into this beautiful, blissful, bountiful, pleasant, you know, tinkling bells, where you're totally alert, but you're in a totally relaxed state. When you can relax your brain, your body will relax, your nervous system will relax, and then you're more receptive. You have so much more energy that's been made available to you to have a more powerful thought. Like you said, I can have those other thoughts, but they're not going to be useful. So I need to really have an empowering thought, and I'm going to put that energy and to empower that. And I liked what you said. You said you want to have, you want to be the example. I don't know if that was the word that you used, but that's what I wrote down. You want to be the example for others, because what's the point of all of us being on this spiritual path if no one sees that anything's happening, right?
Right,
you know,
right,
so,
exactly.
So you want to be that vessel of light or intelligence or divinity or miracle consciousness, or, hey, what are you doing? What are you eating? What are you taking? What are you, you know, you want to be that light unto others. And that's the evolution of this whole earth plane and everybody on it. That's what's happening. So everybody gets this opportunity, like you said, to end suffering. You end suffering within. And you end suffering by saying, no, that's a garbage thought, or that's not a useful thought. So what's a more powerful thought? So really great feedback. Thanks, Nanya.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
And enjoy a blissful week. That's your challenge, sister.
Yes, I really am.
Aww.
I think Aries is definitely, you know, putting fire under me to be more motivated to do more. And so this is a good time.
Fantastic, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well,
the weather helps too. It's about 70 degrees here. It's breezy, but it's 70.
Oh.
So that makes a big difference.
Yes, well, thank you for sharing that, because I just felt it. Yummy. All right. Thanks, Nanya.
You're welcome.
Have a great week.
You too.
Thank you. All right, is there anyone else who would like to share anything? Anyone have any breakthroughs in their life or new path or trail that they're blazing? Did anyone have an enlightened moment from the meditation? Did anyone feel the meditation being shorter or longer than it was? All right, I guess we've come to the end of our program. If no one else wants to share. And so I invite everybody with that question. When you go into your meditation, because this is particularly or specifically to get in a state of timelessness where you don't understand if it's been 5 minutes have gone by or an hour has gone by or what time has gone by, that's the state of receptivity that we want to be in. We want to be fully immersed in the meditation, and then letting go, as Nanya shared and the others shared, that there's no thoughts, just blissful, just experiencing. And then so when you're moving in your life, not that you're spaced out in your life or not paying attention to what's going on in your daily activities, but you always can tap into that well of consciousness. Whether you listen to the meditation, you know, in transit or whatever it is that you're doing, maybe your chores, or you have it playing on your computer or your smartphone while you're doing your work, in your car or whatever it is that we've talked about before many, many times, or as Nanya said, in your sleep even. One of the most powerful things that you can do for yourself is just take a time out, especially when you feel just nothing is going right, or you've bumped up against something, or someone has said something, or someone looked at you funny, or you even yourself are in a loop of just remorse or anxiety, or even just like if you're totally over the top, you've got to bring yourself down to, not down, but you've got to bring yourself into a space where you're not going to be bouncing off walls. You know, because you've got to use that energy to manifest. So that means you just have all this creative energy that's not being put into use. So if you're, you know, too extreme, one way or the other, then close your eyes and just say these words, Chuma Iru Cholora, boom. You'll be in a different state because the Tamil words put you in that state. It's not anything for the cerebral mind, the logical mind, the rational mind, the intellectual mind. It's the rough translation is, you know, stop thinking. Just be still without words. Stop thinking. But easier to say than to do. But when you say it or you hear it in the Tamil, because that is a sacred language, it does the thing. So you can just close your eyes and just say those words, and even if you don't know how to pronounce them, you know, you just go into that state and you say, okay, I have to still my mind. I can't really remember the words. But if you don't have your iPad or your tablet or whatever it is to listen to it, then you just close your eyes and then you just say, okay, I need to really be quiet. Be quiet. Be quiet. Be quiet. And then you will come out of it in a few seconds and, oh, something happened, didn't it? So simple things like that, simple modifications will cue you to then go, okay, get my smartphone, I have to listen to that. I've got to memorize that mantra because it's so powerful. All right, so those that's my final sharing for today, and I appreciate everyone else who has come forward and shared their experiences or asked their questions. And I appreciate all of you for jumping on either live calls or maybe listening to the recordings, because this is going to keep the program going and keep people on track with Dr. Pillai's teachings. And then if you can, it's a really a powerful thing for you to do, is to put yourself into a structured program for the next 4 weeks. The masterclass, it's a bag of groceries. The cost of it is really... to come together with community and come together with a teacher who's going to take everyone through step by step of the program that was laid out last week or was presented by Dr. Pillai. It's going to be in a very condensed and practical way. And then you'll have the support of the community. You might meet people in that community as well. And you'll be practicing the same thing for the next 4 weeks. And then you'll have that in you. That's the seed gets planted, and it gets planted more powerfully when you come together as a group. If you can't come on live, you definitely can listen to the recordings, and then you can also receive the emails and things like that. But you know how fast time flies in a week, in 4 weeks. But that investment, that small investment, will bring you tremendous results, and it's food for your soul. So, you know, feed your soul some good stuff. And then, you know, you can see what happens after that. Some people might go on and do the light body enhancement program because the soul wakes up and says, oh, this is what you need to do next. And then all of a sudden, you know, things happen. The forces are with you, and then you can easily fit it into your budget and fit it into your schedule, and then you can commit to that. So it's, as we mentioned before, it's an adventure that we're all on. Happy to be a part of it with every one of you here, and for all of those of you who are listening later on. Have a great week. We've got Mother's Day coming up next Sunday, so there'll be a special Mother's Day blessing that will come. I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but definitely it will be there. So this week, you've got Kalabhairava moon is on the 8th. The 8th is an 8th moon. If you're practicing this particular timeline jumping exercise, or if you join the master class and you're going to be practicing it every day as well, then you will get the blessings of Kalabhairava, and you'll find out more about that in the master class as well too. So that's going to be this Tuesday. And now the 8th and 9th moons aren't so great for doing practical stuff, so, or signing contracts or doing any important meetings. So be careful about that, that you don't do anything that's going to be impacting you, impacting your material pursuits. You can just postpone those or reschedule them. But then if you're doing your spiritual practices on the 8th and 9th moons, you'll get tremendous benefit. So, and then coming into the 11th moon, you'll have Vishnu energy. 12th moon is also Vishnu Lakshmi energy. And then Mother's Day will meet up again. And the next week is going to be really powerful. So get in the right state of timelessness so things can move along and you're more, you open your door of your consciousness to more spiritual energy coming in. And then for the following week, there's going to be a lot more joining the party. And then you can tap into that energy and we'll see how it goes from there. So thanks, everyone. God bless you all and have an amazing week. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.